Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a presentation of all ages, let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1971.
Perfect. What is the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
All right. So, high school. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or of Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
African-American.
All right. African-American. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right, perfect. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely certain.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in the community? 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
Say 8.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? And you can select up to 2 issues, please. So the issues go as criminal justice reform / police violence, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, racism and discrimination, jobs in the economy, climate change, abortion, immigration, cost of living and inflation, healthcare or Israel-Palestine conflict.
Economy and cost of living.
Economy and cost of living. Great. So next, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, so it's like a neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know them or have never heard of these people or groups, if you could please say so. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Okay, can you repeat the initial question again?
Yeah. So we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, so it's like a neutral. And a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them.
Okay.
The first one is Republicans in Congress.
I would say a 2.
Kamala Harris.
I would say an 8.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
Say about a 6.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Say about a 5.
All right. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose strictly from just presidents, for whom would you vote for in the 2024 election for president, between Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
And if you had to say, well, would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or would you say about the same under both presidents?
The same.
All right. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who has each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? And the traits go, wants to build black wealth.
10.
All right. So kind of for this segment, after I read you each statement, if you could tell me if this would make you, like, much more likely to want to support them, somewhat more likely to want to support them, somewhat less likely to want to support them, much less likely to want to support them, or it makes no difference.
Okay.
Would you want me to repeat again the statement?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Wants to build black wealth.
Much more likely.
Is honest and ethical.
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely.
Is too woke.
I would say that would be kind of in the middle.
So would that be maybe like somewhat more likely to support or somewhat less likely to support?
Somewhat likely.
All right. Protect abortion rights.
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Fights racism and discrimination.
Much more likely.
Is effective and gets things done.
Much more likely.
So for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please now rate them on how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it describes the Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. So the first one is, wants to build black wealth.
What was the three?
Oh, the three categories? So 0 means that it does not describe the Democrats well at all. A 5 means it describes the Democrats somewhat well. And a 10 means that it describes the Democrats extremely well. And you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay. I will say 7.
Grows the economy.
Ooh, that would be a 6.
Puts people over politics.
I would say a 6 as well.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
That would be a 3.
Secures the border.
0.
Looks out for people like me.
That would be a 4.
Defends democracy.
That would be a 9.
All right. So next I'm going to read you a few short brief statements that some people have personally made. And for each one of them, if you could please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. So you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement goes, as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
In the three rankings again?
Yeah, so the rankings are a 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to want to vote for Democrats. A 5 means that it makes you somewhat unmotivated to vote for Democrats. And a 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats.
That would be a 10.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
I'd say a 3.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
9.
As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit and the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
8.
As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses, like mine to stay afloat and growing Black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
5.
So now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the past few years, and if you could please select up to 2 or 3 actions that you have, that have had the biggest impact in your life personally. So the actions that have the actions go as: cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, or lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
And the ranking on that was?
Oh, if you could select up to two or three actions that have had the biggest impact on your life personally.
Oh, okay. I'll repeat those one more time.
Yeah, no worries. So it goes: cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, brought the employment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, and lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
I would say probably the unemployment rate, and really that's about it. None of these issues really affected me at all.
All right, so just that one is the only action that the Democrats have taken that affects or that affected your life personally? Just the process
right.
Of unemployment rate down?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I do kind of have to choose at least one more option. So would you want to make
the you can do the late fees. The credit card
late
fees.
All right, credit card late fees. All right, perfect. Thank you. So sometimes in surveys, people like to change their minds, and sometimes they don't, which is totally fine if you haven't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Were you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
I would say the second one.
All right. So next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to want to vote for Democrats for Congress, a 5 means it's a neither convincing nor unconvincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10, and I can read you again if you would like the categories. So the first statement is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. The Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
Okay. You say, do I agree or disagree?
A little bit like that, but it's more really if you think it's a 0, so you think this is not a convincing reason at all to want to support Democrats, a 5 if you think it's neither a convincing nor a convincing reason to want to support them, or a 10 if you think it's a very convincing reason to want to support Democrats.
No, I mean, okay, 10.
All right. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. The Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million or more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023.
10.
Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
10.
While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as representative of Congress. Jeffries has vowed to put people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drugs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. All right. So now I just have a few more questions to ask you. We're about 97% done with our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time and for being here. So now with all those questions asked, now I have to repeat a few of them to see if you have, like, changed your mind about something. So how motivated are you now in November 2024 elections on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means that you're not motivated at all for the elections and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated for the elections?
10.
How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community? A 0 means that you feel like your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote does have power.
Wait.
I'm sorry, what was that?
9.
9, all right. Sometimes in surveys, people like to change their mind, so I just have to ask you for one last time. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So, Democrats bring down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I will say a 7.
Wants to build black wealth.
7.
All right. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Say progressive.
Would that be very progressive or somewhat progressive?
Very.
Very. All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Not strong, all right. How would you describe your employment status?
Work full-time.
All right. For whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes.
All right. So did you vote for, like, Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
All right.
Democrat.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally ballpark it if you like, or I can give you ranges.
I would say about 160 to 170.
All right. So aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Never.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. You have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.